Hello, good morning. This is Provider Selling. How can I help?
Can I have a word with Simran?
Yes, this is Simran. How can I help?
Yes, Simran. Okay. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Parth. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm awesome. Okay. So, yeah. So, okay. The thing is, I need you to log into Rob's LLC SF042. Let me know once you are in.
Yes, okay, I'm in.
Will
yeah.
Not be available after half an hour.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Yeah.
Yes, I have logging into MDOM.
Alright, awesome. Okay, now I need you to open the registration. And let me know one patient whom you want to send the patient statements.
I need it for like all patients. There is no exception.
Yes. As of now, I just need you to remember one patient.
Okay. Just a moment.
Let me know their ID. Yeah.
The patient ID is 1000.
Mhm.
Yes.
Okay. Joe Wemos, right?
Hmm.
Alright. Now, if you are able to see on the right hand side after the two boxes, okay, below the alert, there is an option.
Part, actually,
yeah.
Yeah, actually, your voice is breaking a bit. I'm not able to understand it.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
Are you able to hear me clearly now?
A bit.
Hello.
Yeah, it's better now.
Alright, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so on the right hand side, below the alerts section, there is an option for R/P. R/P default pay. Are you able to see that?
R/P. In registration.
Yes, default pay. Yes, in registration. Just open the patient ID in general.
Mm-hmm.
Itself, there is. On the right hand side, there is R/P, default
yes.
pay, R/P, default pay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. There is currently now's LLC selected, and there you need to select 2. Okay. There you need.
The number 2. Okay.
Yes, and it would be Wali Information Systems. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is required in order to send the patient statements because. There are 2 IDs in patient statement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1 and 2. First is, I don't know, it is not active anymore. And the second one is your electronic statement ID. So
yeah.
You need to select this 2 number in every patient you want to send patient statements to.
Is there any way we can do it like in single click or some shortcut? Because there are like 1300 patients and I have to select each.
Yes.
I mean, if we can make it as default.
There is no way, look, we can, but not in the existing patients, right? And I'm not sure if we can in the new patients, I'll have to get it checked by my team, okay? But for
mm-hmm.
that, I'll let you know by tomorrow, is it fine?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, if we can make the changes like in back end for all the patients, that will be helpful. Because in single patient for 1300 is not easy.
Yeah. I totally understand it. No issues. I'll just have it checked by my team and I'll let you know by tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. Great. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care.